Hello, my name's Rich, and welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast.
Hi everyone, I'm Jack, and every week we talk about football and help you with your English.
We're going to be talking about the latest action in the Premier League and looking forward to one of the biggest matches of the Premier League season, the Manchester Derby.
The main language focus this week is on used to talk about states and repeated actions in the past that are not true now or don't happen now.
I'll be asking Jack what it was like to live in Manchester, but more about all that later. What else do we have for you in this week's podcast?
We have some more pronunciation practice, a new football phrase for you, and this week's Premier League prediction. No surprises for guessing that we'll ask you to predict the winner of the Manchester Derby.
But let's begin by talking about what's been happening on the website this week.
We've got a new player article on the website. There were a few last-minute transfers last week, but the biggest surprise was probably the Brazilian defender, David Luiz, returning to his old club, Chelsea.
Yes, as always, transfer deadline day was very exciting, with lots of players moving clubs. The David Luiz article is up on the homepage, so have a look at it when you have a minute. We've added a quiz to test your knowledge of transfer vocabulary too.
El Ghul from Algeria was happy to see Islam Slimani move to Leicester from Sporting Lisbon in Portugal. It was a record transfer for Leicester, and it will be exciting to see him play in attack with Jamie Vardy and his Algerian teammate Riyad Mahrez.
Kwesi Manifest from Ghana was surprised to see Jack Wilshere move from Arsenal to Bournemouth. What do you think about that one, Jack?
Yes, it was a bit surprising, but he's had lots of injuries.
There were no Premier League matches last weekend, so no fantasy football. But don't forget to help choose the Premier Skills team for this weekend and the captain. We're also looking at power plays.
From the votes so far, it looks like Ibrahimovic will be our captain again, and we're going to go for all-out attack.
But we need to make a last-minute change. Sergio Aguero has been banned for 3 matches, so won't be playing. We need your advice on which player can replace Aguero in our team. I've added a link to the fantasy football section on the side of the page, so let us know what to do in the comments section.
What's been happening in the Premier League this week, Rich?
Well, as we've said already, most of the action has been off the pitch this week. There have been lots of new players arriving in the Premier League. I'm most looking forward to seeing Islam Slimani in action for Leicester. He should score lots of goals.
Simone Zaza is a good buy for West Ham. He plays for Italy. I hope he doesn't take any penalties, though. Do you remember the one he took at the Euros?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Right, let's look ahead to this weekend, because we have one of the biggest matches of the season, the Manchester Derby. Before we talk about the match, let's answer a question I hear quite often. The question is, what's a derby?
A derby is a match between two teams from the same city or region. So in the Premier League this season, we have the Merseyside Derby between Liverpool and Everton, who are both based in the city of Liverpool.
2 weeks ago, Middlesbrough won the Tees Weir Derby against Sunderland. These two teams are from the same region, the northeast of England. The name comes from the rivers that run through the cities. The Tees runs through Middlesbrough and the Weir runs through Sunderland.
Then we have London derbies. In the Premier League this season, there are five London teams: Arsenal, Chelsea, Crystal Palace, Tottenham and West Ham. Any match between any of these teams is a derby match, and a bit more special. But because London is so big, the biggest rivalries are the teams that are closer to each other.
The biggest derby match is probably the North London derby between Arsenal and Tottenham. It's a big rivalry and has become even more intense in recent seasons, with Tottenham challenging Arsenal near the top of the Premier League.
But probably the biggest derby match this season is the Manchester derby. It's always a big deal, but this season it's going to be really special.
Traditionally, the North West derby between Manchester United and Liverpool has been the biggest derby in English football. But with City becoming more and more important, the Manchester derby has become more important to United fans too.
And this season, with United and City first and second in the table, and the rivalry between the two new managers, Jose Mourinho and Pep Guardiola, it promises to be a very exciting but tense match.
Tense is often a word that describes derbies and other important matches. What does it mean?
Well, tense is used to describe a situation where people have very strong feelings but can't relax because they're nervous or worried.
Tense is a word that can be used to describe the players and the fans during derby matches. You used to live in Manchester, Jack. Did you used to see any changes on match day?
When Manchester United were at home, yes. I used to see and hear a lot. I used to live quite close to Old Trafford.
I know that you're not a Man United fan, so you didn't used to go to the matches, but what did you notice?
Well, before matches, there used to be a lot of traffic near the ground. It used to be impossible to park my car if I came home when there was a match playing.
All right. What about the football? Did you used to hear the crowd?
Yes, well, I couldn't hear the songs, but I used to know when there was a goal because there'd be a big cheer. You could hear it for miles.
And I imagine that for derby matches, the atmosphere would be louder.
Yes, there was definitely a better atmosphere when there was a big game going on.
In the last section, Jack spoke a little about when he lived in Manchester. We use the phrase used to a lot.
We use used to speak about states in the past, like I used to live in Manchester, and repeated actions in the past, like I used to hear the crowd when Manchester United scored a goal.
After used to, we use the infinitive. So Jack said used to live and used to hear. And as Jack said, we use it to talk about states, which are things that don't change, like where you live or lived. Or we use it to talk about things that happened a lot, like Jack hearing the Man United crowd after a goal. Is that why you left Manchester, Jack?
No, I got used to it after a while.
Ah, you got used to it. This is an interesting phrase, and one we looked at in the podcast 2 weeks ago.
Yes, you've got to remember the difference. Get used to, or be used to, means to become accustomed to something that was strange or unusual, like getting used to food from a different country.
Let me think of a sentence. Right. In the UK, I used to drive on the left. But when I moved to Spain, I had to get used to driving on the right. I didn't used to like it because When I got to a roundabout, I used to look the wrong way, which could have been dangerous. Now I'm used to it, and only look the wrong way when I'm back in the UK.
I'm glad I don't have to drive on the same roads as you, Rich. Listen to the sentence again, and make sure you understand how used to is being used differently.
In this week's pronunciation section, we're going to take a look at two different sounds, s and z.
We've just been talking about the phrase used to. Used here has an s sound, like snake or soccer.
But when the word used is a main verb, like here, I use my key to open the door, we say use and a z sound, like zoo or zebra.
Earlier, Rich said, we used the phrase used to a lot. Here, in we used, used uses a z sound, but used to a s sound.
The difference between the sounds is that s is a voiceless sound and z is a voiced sound. Voiced sounds use the vocal cords in our mouth, so they vibrate. Other voiced sounds are b and v and g. If you put your hand in the middle of your neck, you can feel the sound. Try saying these sounds, placing your hand on your neck. Boys, vase, good.
Voiceless sounds don't use your vocal cords. They use air to make the sound. So, s is voiceless. And sounds such as p, f, and k. Try saying these words. Score, foot, kicks.
Now, see if you can feel a difference by placing your hand on your neck and saying these words with the s and z sounds. Which words use s and which use z? Let us know in the comments section below. Dogs, cats, visit, science, next, exit. Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. It caused some confusion. The phrase was sign for. A player signs for a football club, and it means they sign a contract or make an agreement to play for a football club. You can say Jack Wilshere signed for Bournemouth, or Claudio Bravo signed for Manchester City. If a football club is the subject of the sentence, you just say sign. So, Bournemouth signed Jack Wilshere, or Man City signed Claudio Bravo.
Well done to Assem Juve from Palestine and Kwesi Manifest from Ghana, who got the right answer.
This week's phrase is... We've been talking about derby matches this week, and the phrase is connected to this. The first word means to be connected to your area or region geographically, and the second word means an opponent, or quite often a team that you don't like very much. Manchester United and Manchester City are... I think I know which match you're going to talk about, but it's not going to be an easy one to predict.
You're right on both counts. The Manchester Derby kicks off on Saturday lunchtime in the UK, with goal difference the only thing separating the teams at the top of the table. Both United and City have won all three of their matches so far, and both teams have been looking good. The match will be tense, and I think it will be very close. I think City generally have the stronger team and squad, but they are away from home and will be missing their top striker, Sergio Aguero. The match could go either way, but I'm going to go for a United win. Final score, Manchester United 1, Manchester City 0.
A United win? I don't think so. Derby matches often end in draws, so I'm going to go for 1-1.
Right. Remember to make your prediction in our vote at the bottom of the page in our Premier Prediction League.
Right, that's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below. And remember to take a look at our fantasy football page and join in the discussions.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.